We're in the Mishnah Seifrem, Tzuras Ois Chaf Pshuta. Ois Chaf Pshuta, Ragla Orech Begago Kotzer. An Endachaf should have a long leg and a narrow-ish type of head, Shalai Tidmel Reish, because we don't want it to look like a Reish. In other words, if the Regel would not be so long, or the gag would be too wide, so then it would look like a resh. V'yafal pikein lo yikatzer gaga yoysa midai. But nevertheless, don't make the gag too narrow, shalei tiroa kevov oroich, oi kenun pshuta litinaik v'tiposel, because if it's too narrow, then the letter will look either like a long vav or a nun pshuta, and that would be a psul. V'lachein lo yimshech oysa b'seif hashita la'asaysa aruka klal, and therefore, it should not be stretched at the end of the line, because then it will look like a resh. In other words, it'll be too wide. V'yafel gav de kol oisias ein lemoshchan. And even though we really shouldn't be stretching any letters, zele mitzvah, that's just l'chadchila, avol b'dievid loy posel. Avol b'chof pshuta im herich gagad shenira k'resh posel. But by a chof pshuta, if a taka is going to look like a resh, that would be a psul. In other words, if you're going to stretch a chaf kfufa, for instance, not going to look like anything else. But if you're going to stretch a chaf pshuta, then it'll look like a resh. V'im sofik, what if you're not sure if it's a resh or a chaf pshuta? Marin letinek de lechachem v'lo tipish. U'ma'oid tzarech ha-soifer lizor al kol panim lechatchila she'iyah ha-yerech kiflayim min agag. Soifer should be extremely careful that the length of the regel, yerech, of the chaf pshuta should be double the length of the width of the gag. Yedei she'im kaifin oisa tucha liyos chaf kfufa. In order that, if you try and fold the chaf pshuta up, it will then look like a chaf kfufa. So the way to achieve that is if you have a long enough leg. She'ein chiluk bein pshuta l'kfufa, the only difference between a chaf pshuta and a chaf kfufa, rak sheze pshuta v'ze kfufa, is that this one is straight and the other one is bent. Ki yesh machmirim u'poislim b'ze afilu b'dieved, and there are those that hold that if the chaf is not long enough that you could fold it up into a chaf kfufa, then that's a psul. Azay zak de taz in Yeridea. V'ayin shom shekara lo'isim ha-seifrim burim v'sha-seifet terah posel baze. V'chein kol ha-pshutais, and all the long letters, tzrich ha-slias l'chatchila k'flayim min agag, they really should be double the length of the width of the head, mitam zeh, for the same reason that when you fold them, they should turn into the kfufa letter. Ubedieved nimtza b'sefer Torah shehimshich hagag shel hachof ad sheniras kiresh. If you're dealing with a sefer Torah and in the end of chof taka was stretched so wide that it looks like a resh, so imbef shari laharech haregel lamata yarech. If you could just lengthen the leg, so you could just do that and that'll solve the problem. V'imlav, but if you can't do that, yimcha kakol v'yichtevenu mechadosh. So erase the whole thing and rewrite it. V'yesh mekilim didai begreiris haregel hayagag. There are those that are mekel, and they say that it's enough if you just erase either the regel or the gag. But to just take off from the left side of the gag until now it's going to be a chaf pshuta, that's not going to help. Because then you created the letter by erasing, and that's asur. Sofer also has to be careful that the chaf pshuta shouldn't have a corner on the top right. Elatia agula kamay resh, but it should be round, the same way that a resh is round. Shem kaifin oisa teyasa chaf kfufa, so that if you fold up the bottom part, it'll look like a regular chaf kfufa. V'imasa lo zavis lamala kamay dalet, if you taka made a corner that now it's like a long dalet, psula, that's going to be possible. V'dina shetzarech ligra kula ulakas v'mechadosh, and you have to rewrite the entire chaf. Oi, there's an alternate etza that would not require you to erase the whole thing. And what's that? Sheyosef alead yoyla saisagula. You could just add on ink and round off the top right. V'etza zuda isafas dioy mahani afilo bitvinol mezuzes. This etza of adding ink will help you even for tefillin and mezuzahs. The Mikri Shalai Kesidron, and it will not be called Shalai Kesidron. The Kaidam Atikon Nami Tzuras Chaf Pshuta Aleh, because before it's fixed, it also looks like a Chaf Pshuta. Kumavur Aleh Elba Simen Lama Beisiv Chaf Hei. So since there's no Shinoi Tzura, so it can just be fixed with Ksiva, and there won't be a problem of Shalai Kesidron. Ach, im nimtza kein b'sefer Torah beis ha-kriya, but if you find a chaf like that in middle of kriya sa-Torah, ein lo haitzi acheres, even though we're saying that it's not kosher, But nevertheless, you should not take out a new Sefer Torah, ki yesh machshirim b'zeh, because there are shitas that hold that a chaf pshuta with a square on the top right is kosher. I am prima godin b'simin reish mem gimel, b'derech achayim ilchis kriyas ha-Torah, we have a rule from the Prima Godim and the Derech HaChaim that they say that any time you have a machlekes ha-poiskim, whether a letter is kosher or not, even if we paskin that it's not kosher, for such a thing, one would not take out a new Sefer Torah in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Kol oisiyas ha-kfulim ba-alef beis, koisiv eser yishoinim b'tchilas ha-teva, ve-em-tzoh, v'achreinim ba-soif, em-shin-apostol. Or any time you have a letter that has a regular letter and an ender letter, like a chaf and an ender chaf, a mem and an ender mem, a nun and an ender nun. So in all these cases, you're going to write the non-ender letter, in other words, the kfufa, you're going to write in the beginning or in the middle of a word, and the ender letter, the ender nun, the ender tzadi, you're going to write at the end of the word. And if you wrote the ender letter in the middle of the word or the kfufa at the end of the word, that would be a psul, and it's ma'akiv even b'di'evit. Says the Bir Halacha, im herech gaga, hu lashon derech achayim b'hilchas kriyas ha-Torah. This I quoted from the Derech Achayim in Hilchas Kriyas ha-Torah, v'lo hizkir klal shir d'kiflayim. He doesn't mention this idea of the leg being double the head. He just mentions the idea that if it's too long, it's going to be problematic. So why doesn't he mention the shir kiflayim? Mishum the sphere lay, the gam bechof hu rak l'mitzvah, because he holds that this whole idea of kiflayim is only lechatchilo. Lezet tzien ayin b'darkei Moshe, v'ayin b'mordchai, da'akol oisiyas amaran dehu rak lechatchilo. Right? That all the dinim are only lechatchilo. V'chein muchach b'levosh b'simin lamed vav, that this business of kiflayim is not ma'akiv. V'ayin b'chidush yir b'kiva eger, right, that they hold that if you don't have kiflayim in agag, it's going to be ma'akev. V'divrei adavol merivava b'simin lamed beis if katan chavav v'magen avram shehechmer gam kein b'ze afilu di'evet ma'achmas demuchach kein beis yosef b'simin lamed vav. Yeah, the words of the Dagal Mirvava that he brings, that it's going to be ma'akev if you don't have kiflayim, and he proves it, so to speak, from the Beis Yosef. Niflamimani, I don't understand how the Dagal Mirvava, who, by the way, is Neid Behuda, I don't understand how he could say such a thing, that ma'ayin sham ba'ischof ba'alef be'sheini, because anybody who looks in the Beis Yosef in his second version of the Aleph Beis, Yir Lehedya, the only time he says that there's a shaila of a psul, that it's ma'akiv, is only when the gag is wider than the regal level. But just when you stam don't have kiflayim, it just means that lechatchila should be kiflayim, but he doesn't mean that it's ma'akiv. Achakach matzasi b'sefer Breichas Hamayim Lagoin Baal Mechaber Seder Aget Shabem and Ezer Shekazav Gamkein Behedya De Leichmiru Rak V'Imherech Gago Yosemi Raglo. He also speaks out clearly that the only time we're going to say that it's a problem of being ma'akiv is when the gag is actually wider than the length of the regal. Avaloibu Mechzal Mechza, but now when it's half Ayin Sham Imkein Mashma De Kol Shekein De Kiflayim Lehuzkur Rak LeMitzvah. If so, it's Mashma that this business of kiflayim is only a din lechatchila, but it's not going to be ma'akiv. So lemaisa, we have machlokes achreinim. There are those that hold that the din kiflayim is ma'akiv. There are those that hold that it's not ma'akiv, and the Bir Halacha seems to be more naita to the shitas that hold that it's not ma'akiv. Continues the Mishnah Seifrim Tzuras Ois Lamed. Ois Lamed Tzarech Lies Tzavara Aruch Kevav. A lamed is comprised, as we know, of a chaf on the bottom and a vav on the top. So the tzavar should be long like a vav. Rosh shel tzavar yia ogel litzad yamin lemala. And the top of this tzavar should be round on the right, like a vav. Litzad smel zavis l'roisha k'moshu roisha vav. And on the left side should be a square, also like a vav. Kitmunas alamid hi k'moy chaf k'fufa v'oleh avav. Mehai taima, since we want it to also be like a chaf on the bottom, tiyei recha agula me'acharet, should be rounded in the back, litzad yamin. And it should be bent forward, meaning it should have a meishav sort of like a chaf kfufa. But whether or not it should be all the way till the end, that's a machlokes in the paiskim. There are those that say that it should go till the end. That's their advaz. Others say that no, it should only be stretched a little bit. That's what the Kilas Yaakov says at the end of his tshuvas. And he says that he heard this way from the Gra. The Nagu Asay from Kadeyazu, and there are those that are Noyeg like this Shita, which is that they only are Mamshich the Moishav Ma'at. The Nagu Asay from Kadeyazu, and that's the Minig. Ba'ayim Bir Alacha. Letzad Smoil, Mokem Chivor Chaf Im Vav, Yea Bezavis V'loy Be'igul. And on the left side, where the Chaf and the Vav come together, it should be squared and it should not be rounded. And where the Vav and the Chaf are attached, it should be very thin. Because every Vav is narrow at the bottom, because a Vav gets progressively narrower as it goes down. And the Rosh and the Tzavar should be bent a little bit towards the left and bent down as well. There should be two tagim on the top of the head. Miyamin Godol, the one on the right, should be large. Umismal Koton, and the one on the left should be small. V'kol zeh lechatchila. All this is lechatchila. But there's one thing that's worse than lechatchila. Levad imos etzavar alamed ke'en yud. If you make the tzavar of the lamed not like a vav, rather you make it like a yud. Yesh poiskim shepoislam b'zav filo b'diyavid. There are poiskim that hold that that's on, that is mamish ma'akiv. Ayin b'tshuvas are Yisrael, b'timtza sham deyes b'zeh. He brings different opinions over there. V'ayin b'sefer avoydes hayoymu b'sefer l'david emes from the Chida, that he also brings down to pasel if there is a yud on top instead of a vav. Al kein tzarech ha-sefer lizar b'zeh ma'oid. For this reason, the sefer should be extremely careful about this this idea of having a vav and not a yud. V'zeh loshen ha-baruch she'omar. Lafuke mikol haseifrim burim shemekatzir matzavar shel alamid ba'oisim al alamid kimin yud. The Baruch Shamar says a seifer who makes a yud instead of a vav is a boor. Machma she'enam oisim revach bein shita l'shita kim l'shita. What causes this problem is that they don't have enough space between the lines. Ki harikach kosev behedya sheyesh lichtav al alamid kimoy vav v'loy kimoy yud. So the harikach speaks out black on white that a seifer when he's writing the lamid, he should make a vav and not a yud. V'chein matzasi ba'agam miparaget poshet, v'chein kasev rabbeinu simcha v'shem achosid ayin sham. Oid reisi seifrim burim, I saw other behavior of seifrim who don't know what they're doing. K'she toyin, v'koisven kuf b'makam lamed, when they make a mistake and they write a kuf in place of a lamed, oisin tzavar t'chila al roishoy she'i a lamed. So while the kuf is still a kuf, they make a tzaver, like a vav, on top, that it should be a lamed, v'yachakach, and then when that drives, k'shenis yavish hadyoy, gairin a regal, and then they go, and they scrape away the regal, v'hu adin, k'shetoyin, v'koisvin lamed b'mokim kuf, and then they do the same thing if they write a lamed b'mokim kuf, gairin regal a kuf, first they make the regal of the kuf, v'yachakach gairin a tzaver, and then they scrape away the tzaver of the lamed, v'zeh psul gomor, this is mamish, Mamash Psul Gomor. Kemoy hay b'makim dalad, the same as if you would make a hay instead of a dalad, and is boer le'el b'tzuras dalad. So the same thing would be over here where you made a lamid and a kuf like at the same time kilu. Lamid shenimtza al gabay rak ke'en kav poshet. Because if you have a lamid that instead of having a vav on top, it just has a straight line going up. V'loy vav. Yesh lahachshe b'shas adchak, one could be mekel. If you find such a thing on Shabbos, you don't have to take out another Sefer Torah. And during the week, you should fix it. And if you find such a thing in Tefillin, so you should put on the Tefillin, but don't make a bracha on them. As I said, the Sefer Achayim, because the Sefer Achayim is Reb Shlomo Kluger, It's worth noting that Rav Shlomo Kluger was chayzer from that psak and says that it's a psul gomor. But again, the Mishnah Sefer brings down that Rav Shlomo Kluger says that you could wear the tefillin and just don't make a bracha on it, and that's what the Kesa Sefer says as well. Says the Bir Alocha Islamid Vinagu Asefrim Kedeya Zu, Ba'ayan Gamken Viprima Godim Shekosav, the Masha Amru Birecha Shel Hey, Hayemini, Imyesh Bai Kimlois Ktana Vuhu Hayud Kosher, Nearly the Huadin Lashara Isis Kagandal Lamid Vahule, Nisham Yerech Hayemin, Kiud Dai Bekach. The Prima Godim says that just like by a hay, if the right leg of the hay is sawed off and it's short, and you only have the length of a shear of a yud, so that's going to still be a kosher hay. That's what the Prima Gondim says. And he says that the same would apply to a dalet, a lamed, and he gives a whole list of letters. So one of the letters he mentioned, as we just said, is a lamed. V'nir Elis, says the Bir Halacha, it seems to me, sheb a lamed, when the Prima Gondim says that you need kimlo yud, in order for the lamed to be kosher, kavanasei le'inyan kavatachtein hazeh, he's talking about the moishav of the lamed. In other words, the other half of mina was that he'd be talking about the right side of the lamed. Says the Bir Halacha, no, he's not talking about the right side, he's talking about the moishav. Shafilu em lo'yam shichu milamata raki yudai, that even if you only pulled it down, or pulled it to the left rather, to the width of a yud, that would be enough. Don't say that the Prima Gondim is talking about the right side of the Lamed. If you're only going to have a length of a Malo Yud on the right side, that doesn't look like a Lamed at all. Therefore, says the Bir Halacha, it must be that the Prima Gondim is talking about the bottom, meaning that if you have Kimlo Yud on the bottom, so that will be kosher, and the implication clearly is that if you don't have a malayud on the bottom, then that would be ma'akev, and it would be a psul.